Thank you, Chairperson. South Africa aligns with the statement of the African group and would like to thank the High Commissioner as well as Mr. Olawe from the Working Group on Business on Human Rights for the opening statements, which reminded us of the importance of the work of this OEIGWG, considering the existing global environment in which we operate. My delegation would like to congratulate you, Ambassador Vasquez Bermudez, on your appointment as Chair Rapporteur, as well as thank the OHCHR for convening the session. Chairperson, this session marks 10 years since our collective journey towards the goal of a legally binding instrument to effectively close the current gaps in international human rights and humanitarian law to unregulated operational activities of TNCs, which by design are transnational in their character. South Africa acknowledges the various efforts to regulate the sphere of business and human rights through voluntary and non-binding soft laws such as the UNGPs, and likewise some TNCs have also declared to be conducting themselves responsibly and within the prescribed domestic legislation when doing business in foreign jurisdiction. Notwithstanding, these efforts do not provide a legal framework that is enforceable and uniform, nor do they provide legal certainty to ensure redress for victims. Today, we continue to witness accounts of human rights abuses and violations across various sectors of TNCs, and these include, among others, unfair labor practices from exploitation of labor to the use of child labor, forced evictions of communities, land grabbing, and irreversible damage to the environment, and the contributions to conflict. These reports, which are alarming and increasing, are not isolated incidences. Each statistic represents a person, including children, the human rights and dignity thereof, who have been violated and continue to be violated as we speak and sit here today. These accounts also reflect a pattern which underscores the need for accountability and a robust legally binding instrument to ensure that the general rules of international law apply to all sectors, states, as well as transnational corporations alike. The key objective is to provide, as a law of last resort, effective legal remedies to victims of grave violations of human rights and fundamental freedoms committed by these entities. It remains our collective responsibility as a global community to advance the realization and enjoyment of all human rights without discrimination. In this regard, we must reinvigorate the political will towards this call. As we continue the process under this OEIGWG of elaborating a legally binding instrument on TNCs, it remains important that we place human rights at the center. And furthermore, my delegation appreciates initiatives to strengthen the work of this OEIGWG, including through Human Rights Council Decision 56116, which requests additional human and financial resources to facilitate our work. Of importance, the process must remain guided by the principles of multilateralism, namely inclusivity, transparency, and international cooperation. Chairperson, South Africa reaffirms its commitment to the work of the OEIGWG in line with the letter and the spirit of Resolution 26/9 and looks forward to the continued discussions and constructive engagement during the session towards the fulfillment of its important mandate. I thank you.